Hi, I'm Christy Babowski, and I'm a pharmacist owner of the new pharmacy in McKinleyville, Redwood Community Pharmacy.
And I'm Justin Otting. I'm also a pharmacist owner of our new pharmacy here. It's an exciting change for all of us. Redwood Community Pharmacy, 1567 City Center Road in McKinleyville.
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So we are a Health Mart pharmacy.
Why McKinleyville?
We just got super lucky with the location. We had gotten together and we decided that we were going to be opening a pharmacy, and we were trying to decide like where to go. Justin and his wife live in McKinleyville. I live in Humboldt Hill with my husband and two children. And we got an opportunity for this location that still has a drive-through. There's a beautiful space. Previously had a pharmacy in it. And there was another group of pharmacists that were trying to get in there, and we went in there and we were like, no, give it to us, we're local. And we were able to talk them into it. We had to bring our kids and we had them all lined up, and we convinced Mr. Pearson to give us the lease.
Big thing, the large driver in all this, I mean, this is good for all of us, but Clonie sold to CVS in February 2021, which overwhelmed everybody in the area, not just CVS who bought the account, but all the other pharmacies. Everybody was suddenly buried. And as a corporate pharmacy, we had no control over the amount of labor hours we could have. So we were just all overwhelmed. Patients in the area, everybody was upset. They felt abandoned. We felt abandoned. We're all doing our best to help them out. But it really was the driving force, I think, for all of us to say, enough of this.
Yeah.
We need something different.
Justin and I both work together at CVS, and my husband and I were friends with his wife and him. We were over at their house just like, you know, talking about like how bad everything was. And then we just decided over a bottle of champagne that we are going to open our own pharmacy. And because we actually wanted to like help other people and like do what we went to school for, and not feel like our lives are so out of our own control. And we wrote it all down on a napkin, and we named the pharmacy. We actually have the napkin in a shadow box at the pharmacy. So if you want to see the origins of Redwood Community Pharmacy, the champagne cork is also in the shadow box. So our story is
It's cool that
documented.
You guys were just enjoying champagne as a normal wine rather than as a celebratory, like a lot of folks do.
We were trying to bring a little joy to ourselves, you know, honestly. Like, it was that bad. Justin's not wrong. Like, when Clonie's closed and everything happened, like, all of our work-life balance just went out the window. Justin was working, like, 70 to 80 hours a week. I was working, like, 60 hours a week, and I have a 2- and a 4-year-old at that time. And Justin has like a whole horde of children, and it was
true.
Difficult.
I would think that the concept of dealing with people that are actually the owners really helps a lot of customers, but also potential customers feel as if they're not in control necessarily, but the believability, the faith, the trust, a lot of that kind of stuff is there because they know you guys are part of the community. When you considered being owner-operators, what were some of the things that really got you excited in addition to what you've already shared?
The hours, for one. No more 14, 15-hour days are fine, and they're actually still in process.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of my kids work for us. Her kids can come in and help out with the toys, play with my daughter. We actually get more of family life time to talk with customers.
And some things that I think that really excited us is that when we were at CVS, we, you know, both Justin and I very genuinely want to help people as much as we can. And because of that corporate umbrella and all of the rules and regulations, we had to say no like 90% of the time and just look someone in the eye who was asking us to help them and go like, there's nothing I can do for you. But now we can just be like, okay, we'll look into it. We'll figure it out. We'll see what we can do to help you.
What would be some of those areas now that you have that freedom to be able to work with folks on?
Delivery is a big one. Like if someone is sick and at home and homebound, we can we have a delivery driver. We have a whole system set up that we can just bring them their prescriptions that day. Med packing, you know, do the compliance packaging. From the store I was at in Eureka, a lot of my patients were like mental health people. And when they lost that program, it really severely affected that whole community in a very negative way. And I would have their caretakers come and just be like, what am I supposed to do with this person? I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry, but I will try my best to help you. But I can't, you know, compliance package your medications. It's just not something that we do here. And now we can.
So there's a lot more flexibility.
Yes, exactly. We want to be the yes pharmacy, meaning that if you ask us for something and it's a reasonable request, you know, we're going to do our best to try to help you and keep you safe and healthy and happy. You know, that's our ultimate goal.
A lot of businesses are dealing with scarcity. Is that impacted?
In regards to labor or in regard to goods?
Yes, yes, and everything we've not mentioned, yes. Is that something that you're dealing with? I mean, being new, you may not have the references, but if you're still having challenges in getting product.
Well, there's many different drugs within a certain class. So our benefit is we have more manpower. We're going to know our people better. We're going to know, hey, this person's medication's due. We're going to fill it on Thursday, and we know we can't get it. We can reach out in those next few days to the doctor, say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what we need to do. Can we get them switched? We'll check their blood pressure while they're in, make sure everything's going well. We have that planning piece.
So the ability to anticipate.
Exactly right.
Just react.
Right.
Yes.
That's an excellent way of putting it.
And our goal is that if we do have to react to a situation, that we are going to communicate with the patients. I think that was a big complaint from many people, is that they didn't know there was a problem until after they stood in line for 15 minutes to pick up their prescription. And then the tech is just like, it's not ready. It won't be here till tomorrow, which is super frustrating for people. And we want to be able to call them. We also have an app where we can actually, you can text in real time with a pharmacist or a technician if you sign up for that service. And we'll just text you and let you know what's going on. You can text back and ask questions. You know, it's not a robot. It's a person on the other end of the text messaging. And so we just really want to be a pharmacy that people feel like we're trying our best and we're communicating with you frequently.
Over-the-counter is an area that a lot of folks, or non-prescriptive drugs, either they rely really heavily on. I've been reading and I done it. Yeah, okay, big smile on Christmas face. Or so-and-so told me that if I – how do you deal with the recommendations and suggestions and any advice that you give with over-the-counter drugs and then how they may either interact with themselves or interact with some of the prescriptive drugs that might already be in someone's system?
Well, that's a great question. I think both Christy and I, neither one of us like to take advantage of people and sell them something they don't need. As far as interactions go, I think our plan is to be much more accessible than we have been. Where somebody might ask about an interaction, see the line at the pharmacy, say, hey, you know, I'll just grab it and we'll work it out later.
Yeah, we're going to be available. And then, you know, ideally at some point, Justin and I are going to see you all the time. We're going to be talking to you on a regular basis. After 6, 7, 8 months, we're going to kind of know what you're on. And we'll just be like, no, that's not a good idea. You're already taking this. Let's do this instead and see how it works. And then we can even, like, our system is so flexible and comprehensive that we can even put a note for ourselves to call you and follow up in a few weeks to see how it's going and, you know, do something. And that's, I think, the level that we want to reach, you know, where we're, like, that in touch and providing that kind of care for people. Because in Humboldt in general, there's just a real lack of healthcare. You know, people are kind of winging it all the time and they don't know where to go and they don't know who to talk to and they get put on hold all the time. And we just don't want to be that.
Almost an advocate in some
definitions
and, of that.
Yeah, for sure. And the reason that pharmacists are in a great place for that is because we're so easily accessible. You know, you can walk in and we're like standing right there. you know? And, like, when's the last time you walked into your doctor's office and you just were able to grab your doctor and just talk to them because you had a question?
Well, when I think back, the pharmacies that we had when we were growing up, they don't exist anymore. Henderson Center Pharmacy was one that a lot of our audience is familiar with, or at least were until 10 years ago. but you look at that interaction and that partnership, I guess, is pretty much what the word would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different flavor. It's just a different feeling. And I would think that there's going to be a segment that wants that, and there's going to be the segment that is just, you know, swing by, pick up meds, thank you very much. And I would think that that's where the drive-thru comes into play also for you. If somebody is just the convenience part, driving home, I need whatever it is, pick it up, thank you very much, and you're on your way. But the fact that you know who that they are, you can kind of set that up also so that it's a positive interaction.
Mm-hmm. That's really important to both of us. And actually, a big part of the reason I moved here, CVS recruited me out of pharmacy school. And I said what was important to me was a small community that I could be an integral part of and get to know people. And it turned out that that's not what I got. They shipped me up and down the coast, Fort Bragg, Weaverville, Crescent City.
Well, those are all small towns.
It's a big
Just not
big,
the same town.
Right, I did.
You forgot
exactly
that word.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I was recruited from Chicago. My husband and I were both living and working there.
Really? So you've had real Chicago deep dish pizza?
Oh, yeah. It's great when you're hungover.
Let's not put that on the air.
Hey, I was there in my 20s, all right?
Oh, so you came to the West Coast, or they assigned you to our neighborhood?
I was floating. That means like in farming, it means you're just kind of going from store to store and filling in Chicago. And I was just like, this is the worst. Because I also wanted to develop relationships with people and kind of like develop that like kind of contract between you and your patients. And I just couldn't do it. You know, I was here or there. Everyone was mad at me. They're like, techs would call off if they knew a floater was there and I would be there by myself. And so I was like, CVS, I need something else. And they're like, well, we have this opening here in Eureka, California. And my husband and I were like, let's go check it out. And we flew over, and actually we met Justin that day, and he was, like, so, like, busy and crazy at the pharmacy that he was just like, hey, how's it going? And then, like, went back to it, but we also saw Trinidad and, like, how beautiful it was. And
we got you.
Yeah, I was just like, we're hooked.
Yeah.
And so we decided to move out in February. I was actually pregnant with my daughter at that time, and so when I moved out here, they all called me the pregnant pharmacist.
Well, good. That's one way not to get confused between the two of you.
She's the giant one that you're like concerned she's going to fall over whenever she bends over. And like I was working and I dropped like a vial on the floor and I was just like, ugh, I didn't want to pick it up. And I just like kicked it under the counter and one of my techs caught me and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, sorry, I just didn't want to pick up the vial.
I can't bend.
What is the most exciting thing for you as you look at not being pharmacist operators, but business operators?
I think that's the terrifying part.
And exciting.
Yes.
We're hoping that we can, you know, there's still pretty good money in pharmacy if you do it the right way and you manage your expenses and you manage your payroll and you treat people the right way, you keep your customers. So we're hoping that we can earn back our retirement.
We're already a part of the community. We got a flower box. We have our name down on Central Avenue. We plan on, you know, sponsoring Little League. And it feels we may not make as much money as I made at CVS, but I feel more successful already in that regard.
Yeah. We're hoping at some point to branch out into, like, point-of-care testing is what it's called, where you could stop in at the pharmacy and get your A1C red or get your cholesterol red or get a strep test or get a flu test. And then, you know, if things keep going well and we get some collaborative practice agreements with some doctors, we can just write you a prescription for some antibiotics. So you can kind of use this as an acute care. So that's kind of like where we're going in the long term, is to kind of get those kinds of services offered as well.
Now, a lot of the I'll say it, the old-time neighborhood pharmacies. There were gift items and cards and that kind of stuff. If somebody hasn't been into the shop, what should they expect coming through that front door?
Think Arcata Plaza. It's beautiful, beautiful gift shop.
Yeah, so you know the shops like in Arcata that you look in the window?
No, yeah.
Okay, not like the face folks you're making. In Arcata Plaza, but the shops there.
Unique gift items.
Variety of
things, okay. Yeah. And that's the other hole we're filling. There was nothing like that in McKinleyville once Clooney's left. So I'd like to use the story of me being a husband who's scatterbrained. Oh, no, it's my anniversary. Oh. Of course, I remember.
Panic buying. Christmas Eve syndrome.
Yeah.
Please walk in.
My wife, Jen, and Christy have curated the gifts. I walk in. They say, no, we got your back. Here you go. Here's this bag. She'll love this. She'll love this. She'll love this. And all is well.
Yeah, we even have, like, very cute little gift bags and cute little cards. And, like, you can get all of it right there. We kind of did that on purpose because we wanted people to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. I'm picking up my stuff at the pharmacy, and I also need to do this. So they can pick out, you know, we got a huge kids section. We got a big, like, luxury kind of skincare section for, you know, the moms about town. We got some stuff for dads. We have a very cool Father's Day section set up if you want to get a Father's Day gift.
Yeah,
we got a little bit of everything.
The only downside is my wife has curated these, and she will. Of course, know that I did not.
Right. Yeah.
but for other husbands out there, it's gonna be great.
Everybody except for the name of Justin can swing by, unless you're the fire chief, then you're okay. So, where do you see this thing growing down the road? The relationships are stronger. Okay, the people are into the routine of coming by either for the gift or for whatever pharmaceutical needs they may have. Continuing a good thing, just doing it better. I mean, one of the thoughts that I've had, Sundays, particularly in a bedroom community, Sundays is when people are available. A lot of times you drive through bedroom communities and it's like the sidewalks have rolled up and you have to go somewhere else to do whatever it is, even if it's some of the basic stuff. Are there any thoughts of Sundays, or is that still too far out?
For prescription purposes, I mean, we realize sometimes there's going to be acute needs for prescriptions. I live 5 to 7 minutes away from the pharmacy. In an emergency, I, of course, would be happy to go in and take care of somebody.
Yeah, well, there's thoughts of maybe developing some sort of, like, loyalty program where you can have that kind of availability for a fee. And then, you know, with Sundays, we mostly, both of us, just needed a day.
Some downtime.
Maybe when we hire some other young pharmacists that have a lot of energy and no children.
The two tend to go together, don't they?
Yes, they do. they can work on Sunday. And, you know, if things are going super well and we're successful, we are thinking of opening up other locations. You know, it just really depends on what happens.
Yeah, I find that people's prescription needs, say in your average CVS, I see my primary customer is coming in 4 times a week. And that's annoying for them. 4 times a week because they take 15 different prescriptions and they're not lined up. Okay, my Crestor is due today. Of course, they're great people. They get a text, hey, your prescription is ready. So they come in right away. Even though I tell them, hey, wait a couple days because you probably got another
one.
They can't wait. So then they come back 2 days later. And each time they've got to wait in line 15 minutes. Each time I'm apologetic, but I have no control over setting it up. So if we can get somebody set up, all their 15 prescriptions are going to be delivered to them or be ready. They know this day every month to be ready. I think that the need for Sunday prescription services is really going to be pretty minimal.
Yeah, if there's tracking, somebody's tracking, then you don't get the surprise thing.
That's really important to us, and that's one of the driving forces of us doing this as well. We want to make people's lives easier and we recognize they don't want to be at the pharmacy even more than once a month.
Well, I'm not sure how many people will understand, but you can't have the pharmacy open without a pharmacist.
Correct. One of us has to be there at all times.
But you got the gift shop.
We do have the gift shop.
That would be the panic that, Justin, you were talking about a little bit earlier. Oh, it's anniversary day. Whoops, it's birthday. We're going to a party and need to swing by and pick up something. That was kind of the area I was thinking.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's something to think about. I mean, we do have the pharmacy secured separate from the gift shop.
We do.
So that's something that we could talk about.
Structural design.
Yeah.
And they give you something for the kids to do.
That's great. Yeah. Send them work.
We know about that around here.
My wife and I can spend the day together on Sunday. That's great.
Yeah. Without the kids hanging around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You actually go and do what you want.
Great idea. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Every once in a while. Now, are you guys affiliated with any of the different buying groups, I guess would be kind of what most people would think of it as?
You mentioned Health Mart and IPC as well.
Yeah.
What do they bring to the table?
Well, IPC is giving us a tablet to give away at our grand opening. They gave us something else, which I forgot. They also did 3,000 mailers for us, where they are inviting all of McKinleyville to our grand opening, and they're doing that at no charge. Health Mart gives just like so many resources. It's kind of unbelievable what they do. So immunization program set up, COVID program set up. They can help me with that point of care testing, getting a CLIA waiver, all of that. And it's all part of our franchise agreement.
Marketing, regulatory, and the big part of the buying groups is obviously we are not CVS. We don't have the buying power of 11,000, 13,000 pharmacies.
You don't get truckloads full of items?
No.
Like aspirin?
Unfortunately, we don't.
If we it would be very bad. We're like, oh, time to return them.
Big storage needs, yes.
Yes, CVS buys drugs for pennies compared to what we can buy them for. Yeah. So these buying groups do help us compete a little bit and be able to save people money.
Well, I would think the information, the training, all that kind of stuff that they provide, the resources behind the scenes, the we experience, but we don't really know that it's there.
Correct.
Yes.
It's got to be some cool stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I just finished. It took, like, 3 sessions with my Health Mart, administrator, to, like, walk me through everything that they did. And I just couldn't believe it. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, this and this and this? It's awesome.
It's kind of like when you go to your first convention, you just tidal waved.
Yeah, definitely a tidal wave. And just kind of there's an overwhelming amount of people out there who want to support independent pharmacy because they see, like, how destructive corporate pharmacy has become to healthcare in general. And so there's, IPC, they're all about that. That's the Independent Pharmacy Cooperative. Health Mart, they all have all these programs. McKesson is our main vendor. And they all have all these programs in place to help independent pharmacies be successful.
Where does homeopathic fit into the entire equation? I mean, certainly there's health care elements. There's, particularly in Humboldt County, there's a lot of emphasis on natural and this and that. Is that a complement to what is available, or is that oftentimes at odds with what is routinely prescribed or taken?
Drug or homeopathic aside, I think the best thing for people is exercise, breathing.
Breathing like, always is
taking care out, of their
it's right up there on the list, isn't it?
I don't routinely recommend homeopathics, but if they help people, I think in many cases they don't hurt.
Yeah. So we understand that there is like there are people out there that are like, they're going to take it really no matter what we say. So we purposely are carrying products that we feel comfortable standing behind that are, tested to make sure that what's in there is in there. Because that's some of the problems with supplements is that there's stuff in there that's not supposed to be. So we only carry products that have that kind of testing. And then we also have a line for people that it's dye-free, it's vegan, it's lactose-free, it's like every kind of free that you could want. And there's that company has done sort of like these small studies to support their efficacy. So if patients wanted more information, we could get that for them.
Really? Are.
So some of the homeopathic, my understanding was it's not as regulated.
It's not as regulated.
As some of the other areas with healthcare.
But as pharmacists, we strategically picked things that we could stand behind.
Well, there's still the reality. there is marketplace interest, there is demand, so if you're going to offer it, you want, like you said, you want to have something you can stand behind.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you're in a drugstore, take a look at all the different homeopathics and flip them over, look at the ingredients. And somehow the same ingredients are in every single packet of homeopathics, but they're marketed to do different things. So,
sugar?
No.
Oh, no.
People would not buy that.
That's the grocery store.
Yeah.
So if somebody is intrigued enough, is it a challenge to change your pharmacy?
It is much easier than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go ahead.
Insurance contracts are a big hurdle right now. And Chrissy and Ethan have really jumped on getting a lot of those in place.
Yeah, we're contracted with CVS Caremark right now, Express Scripts, Navitus, most Med D plans at this point. So that's Medicare Part D. We accept most of them.
Oh, English. Finally, we got English.
Sorry. And we're still waiting on a few. So Medi-Cal is one that we're waiting on to come through. That's notoriously difficult. I think we've got another. We applied like 2 months ago. So
it's an elongated process to get some of these.
All of this, the whole process from start to finish. Yeah.
We've been doing contracting for almost 3 months now.
So it probably would pay for somebody to pay. It would probably benefit somebody to give you guys a buzz. Say, here's what I got. Here's where I am. Love to come. Can I at this point, or do I need to wait?
Very easy. Your prescriptions are good legally anywhere in the United States for the most part. So you just call us exactly like you said. Say, here's what I'm taking. We'll ask you some questions. Take your number down. What pharmacy you at? We'll pull them over. Not a problem at all.
And then whatever insurance you might have, you guys proof it and either thumbs up or, you know, stay where you are for a little bit, and we'll reach out to you when it's time.
100%. We will call you and be like, it's time. Come over. Yeah. And then we also have our own, like, discount program. So we have, like, a Redwood community discount card. So if you don't have insurance, or maybe your insurance is like super expensive on something, we can run it through our own cash discount and see where it's at. And it might be save you money. And so that's what we want to do. We want people to take their medicine. So if it's super expensive or there's some sort of problem, Justin and I are both going to work very hard to figure it out with you. We're not going to just like leave you on your own, you know, and that we have a lot of options and flexibility to make it right.
With the customer focus that we're kind of hearing throughout this entire discussion, time in lines. I don't know about you guys. I hate crowds, and I'm not individual people in the crowd, but the concept of a crowd. And I really, really, really don't like wasting time. Just now, if I'm going to be cruising through and looking for a gift, that's not wasting time. That's investing. if the prescription isn't ready. How long does it take to fill, and when you guys are looking at your layout, how long should somebody expect to wait in line?
Ideally, not at all.
Yeah,
is what we'd like to offer.
We would like to deliver your medications to you.
Is that the ideal? Either
yeah.
at the house or at your place of work.
We would like it to be delivered or mailed. If you need to come by the store,
you can mail.
Yes, we can mail your prescriptions as well.
Depending on the type of medication,
brown paper bag, the plain brown wrapper kind of thing. Because I would think.
Yeah, we just put it in like a bubble envelope. And
Okay.
Yeah.
So
nondescript.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you guys have to put so much away because of some of the goofiness that's going on now. You know, it's like, you know, oh, look, something from a pharmacy.
Mm.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually it's something pretty boring, like metformin or atorvastatin or something like that.
Here's some diarrhea. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You want to steal
it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that would be a heck of a prank. Yeah. Okay, now you got the wheels turning on you.
Oh, my goodness.
but you're right, Brian. A lot of people, they have time during lunch or they get off work and the pharmacy's already closed.
Yeah, so the convenience, really, the easiest way is mail. Second is probably drive through. Third is, you know, see your baby blues, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have two registers, and they'll be staffed at all times. by clerks, technicians, or, you know, if we need to use a register.
Or even if we get lucky.
If you get lucky, you flip the coin. That usually means we're not having a good day if we're up there, but we will still help you with a smile.
Of course, we'll always be willing to talk to you.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, the delivery that you guys had mentioned, that Christy, you said you're at Humboldt Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't suspect that you want to be a delivery girl on your way home at night. And yeah. So what is the area that you're hoping for folks? Auric, pretty much, you know, Mad River North? Is that kind of the area for the delivery services that you would like to have set up?
We're offering free delivery within a 7-mile radius, which includes Blue Lake.
Oh, that's handy as heck. What's seven? Is that
get
Trinidad?
Get your compass out.
It's not quite Trinidad. It's not quite Trinidad.
Okay.
But the surrounding areas, I think, it's Arcata, McKinleyville, Blue Lake.
Yeah, and then if it's outside of that.
The fire district, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a reference. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell you're still a newbie.
if you're outside of that, we're happy to do it for $3.99 up to Trinidad or down to Eureka. Fortuna, that's covered by Green's Pharmacy. You know, I don't think anyone needs to go down there. And, you know, with the MedSync that Justin was talking about, that would be like $3.99, you know, for Medicare Part D. That would be for 3 months, you know, and you're paying like $7 for DoorDash, you know, daily. You know, it's like very small delivery fee.
Well, and I would suspect that if you are in Trinidad or if you are in Auric, you're driving through. That's the drive-through, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's self-delivered.
We'd love to go to Auric, although Auric, I would guess, at the beginning is just going to be probably once a week. Which if you're on sync, it doesn't matter. Then.
Right. Well, and with the planning that you guys are working with people in advance, you know, if you're avoiding the surprise.
Exactly right.
We want to avoid the surprise.
Yeah. What's the biggest issue that you're dealing with now? Just folks getting to know that you're there, you're happy, and come on by?
That has not been an issue, actually. We have an overwhelming response. We've been at the store every day for the past few weeks. We have our doors open, even though we're not open.
So burnout, then, is the biggest issue you do.
No, I think I don't feel burned out at all. It's mostly just, I think, jitters, butterflies, and making sure that we have all of our, like, pharmacy ducks in a row. You know, there's a lot of paperwork that I think when we first got into it, we did not realize how much was just kind of being done for us.
Way more.
Yeah. And so we're just still working on some of that stuff. So
the legal stuff?
Legal, compliance, regulatory.
That's all under that heading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. One of our biggest concerns, actually, is perhaps getting too busy too fast.
Yeah. Unfettered growth is more than an issue for a lot of folks. Yeah, slow, healthy growth is nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Crazy growth, things fall through the cracks.
Yeah. Well, we'll hire more people. You know, we've got actually like a list of people that want to work for us that we've had to say no.
Now, there's a secondary market you guys could really leverage into. Labor. Willing labor.
Yeah. I mean, we're nice people to work for. And so, you know, we do have folks that are, you know, like, you know, technicians are kind of hard to come by, and there's not a lot of pharmacists in the area. And so Justin and I are known by, like, most of them. and they want to work with us.
So you're talking about the professional side as contrasted to the retail side of the store.
Yes.
Yeah.
So retail side, we've had an overwhelming response as well.
Yeah, you guys just need to go into employment services.
I have six kids.
I see.
From 20 to 8.
You're already started well on that way.
Yeah, so I have 20-year-old boys working for us, 17-year-old girl, twin 16-year-olds. One of them did not want to come over. She refused to work for us. She chose McDonald's over us. But they all have lots of friends, and what a cool job to have. When you're 16, right? Working at retail pharmacy instead of McDonald's.
At your dad's shop?
Seems to be working that well for him.
Yeah, we practiced that one pretty good here, too.
Did you go to McDonald's, Stephen?
No, sir.
No, we go to McDonald's, but we don't go to that side of McDonald's. Oh, gee. Well, it sounds like you guys are pretty dialed in, and now it's just going to be normalizing the business side and anticipating growth and planning for it and being comfortable with the pace that you're at. It's good stuff, and McKinneyville's embracing you, so we just got to keep the momentum going.
Christy has people following her from Eureka already.
Just a few.
Not with the whirring lights.
No.
No, okay.
Not that I know of, or I've noticed. Yeah. Not this time. Just a few customers. You know, I did have relationships. I was there at that store for like 5 years, and so I was pretty tight with a lot of people.
Yeah, I would think that that's an awful lot of it, is people develop individual relationships, and that's, you know, you have the trust. And it's like if a doctor relocates from one town to another, or an insurance agent changes their brand, you're buying that person.
Yeah, you're definitely buying us a little bit. And we go through a lot with you. You know, when your family member or loved one goes in the hospital, we're the one that reassures you that the medications are safe and effective. Heaven forbid someone is going through hospice. We help you through that, explain what's going on, you know, hold you while you cry.
Yeah, the whole advocacy.
Cry with you.
Yeah, that's all part of being a part of the community. So I guess welcome to the community.
Oh, thank you. We're so happy to be doing it right. That's what we're happy about.